Two summers ago, while I was on the night shift at my father's, he called in the small hours and I stumbled sleep blind into his room to find him propped up on one elbow. He liked to sleep with the curtains open, and now he was waiting for the first light of dawn when he would leave another night of uncertainty behind and welcome a new day. As I prepared his cocktail of painkillers, he told me he had been awake for an hour or so and he'd been trying to write a song. He had the music, he said. He had borrowed "When I First Said I Loved Only You, Nora," but he was having trouble fitting all the words to the tune. Here's the first line, he said. "When I first saw you there on the strand, Mary." It's the next bit that's giving me trouble. I told him we'd talk about it later, at a more reasonable hour than 3 a.m. And as I turned to leave the room, he called me back. "You know who it's about, don't you?" he said. How could I not know? I had been there on that sunny Sunday afternoon all those years ago when Dad found a lost child on the strand. He didn't usually come to the strand with us. He was a farmer who worked in all weathers, so the idea of sitting in the sun or shivering in a thin wind did not appeal to him on his day of rest. But on that particular day, there he was on the brown and red plaid rug beside Mother, who had the current toddler on her knee. Mother wore a blue dress with white polka dots, and Dad was in the good clothes that he had worn to Mass that morning. I knelt behind them like a big silent meerkat, indulging in my favourite hobby, eavesdropping, while my younger siblings played at the water's edge. Something caught Dad's eye and he sat up straight and watched the shore for a few minutes, his hand shading his eyes from the sparkle of the sea. Then he stood up. There was a small child, he told Mother, a little girl with fair curls who looked around too, and she had come from the Ballyhealy direction and was heading on her own towards Ballygrangan's, which was deserted. Despite being so small, the child seemed to be marching along in a determined fashion, and he would have to hurry to catch up with her before she rounded the corner to Kilmore Quay and disappeared from sight. A big girl was needed, a right-hand woman to help him rescue the child. And for once, my propensity for earwigging had put me in the right place at the right time. In a big family, no one walks alone. So trotting along behind Dad and me were most of my siblings as we set off to follow the child and bring her back. We caught up with her and asked her her name. But shyness, or possibly the shock of being surrounded by a posse, prevented her from answering. Dad bent down to the little girl. "Where's your mammy?" The little girl began to cry and pointed in the direction of the empty strand. Dad held out his hand and, with promises to find her mammy for her, tried to coax her to come back to Ballyhealy with us. After what seemed like an eternity to us children, she stopped crying and put her hand in his. Jubilantly, my sister and I raced ahead, asking if anyone had lost a little girl. But on the crowded mile-long stretch of beach between the quaintly named Bastardstown and Ballyhealy, no one recognised or claimed the child. Just as Dad was wondering aloud if he was taking the child in the wrong direction, two heads appeared above the sand dunes, and with war cries of relief, a pair of teenagers galloped down towards us in a cloud of fine sand. Without breaking stride, they took the little girl from us and galloped off with her, loudly admonishing her for getting herself lost. But the story didn't end there. 20 years later, one of my brothers, the one who had sat quietly on Mother's knee during all the excitement, brought home his fiancée, a beautiful girl with fair curls, who had never forgotten the day on the strand when she had strayed off and was found by a strange man and a bunch of noisy children. And that's not the end either. In the last year of his life, while we nursed Dad at home, our sister-in-law was our steadfast support, and her visits to her old soulmate brought a smile to his face every day. I don't know if Dad ever finished his song, but I was able to tell his daughter-in-law that on that day on the strand 50 years ago, when she put her small hand in his, she walked into his heart and had a special place there for the rest of his life.